What I say is what I say. And honestly, Megan, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I've been very nice to you, although I could probably maybe not be based on the way you have treated me, but I wouldn't do that.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. Steve Novotny, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time as well, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Well, billionaire Bob at it again, another bumbling billionaire Bob bobblehead bungle. I like alliteration, okay? Do you mind? So here's the latest now. And again, you don't see any of these stories in his dying newspapers because, again, it's all just propaganda. You only get the good stuff that he likes. You don't get the bad stuff that he doesn't like. And this includes his screw-ups. He's a billionaire. He inherited the money, obviously. And with this business that he owns in Pittsburgh, a Major League Baseball team, it is a running joke that it's essentially a clown show. It makes a lot of money because he forced the taxpayers of Pittsburgh to build him a public housing project, PNC Park. He makes sure he doesn't spend any money on it. So, of course, a rising tide raises all boats, with Major League Baseball overall being very popular. He ends up making a lot of money by essentially doing nothing. If he gets stuck with a good player, he makes sure to get rid of him before he has to pay a lot of money. Well, apparently the business in Pittsburgh has a good player again. I guess like a Garrett Cole or something of a few years ago. Apparently a very good pitcher. And over the weekend, Easter weekend, they were giving away bobblehead dolls of the one good player that the Pirates still have. They won't have him for long, if knowing billionaire Bob. And also knowing billionaire Bob, he would not give a bobblehead doll, to everyone who came in that day for bobblehead doll day for this player. Billionaire Bob wanted to give bobblehead dolls only to half of the fans. PNC Park, the public housing project that the taxpayers were forced to build for billionaire Bob, holds little under 40,000 people. So let's say, for the sake of discussion, because numbers will be easier on radio, let's say 40,000. Billionaire Bob, being the half-assed, the half-baked screw up that he is, thought it was a good idea to give a bobblehead doll in honor of their one good player to only half of the people at PNC Park, because it holds roughly 40,000. We're rounding up because it's radio. But he didn't want to spend all that because it's billionaire Bob. He says, well, how about if I just spend half? We'll just make it for the first 20,000 people. That way, I save 20,000 in a bobblehead doll, whatever the bobblehead doll costs. Well, it turned out that it was a very, very popular promotion. And apparently, this player for the Pirates is the one really good player the people apparently will come out to see. So they had essentially a full house at the public housing project built by the taxpayers for billionaire Bob at PNC Park. And so here we go yet again. Another incredibly embarrassing episode. Just like the Bucko Bricks, just like the Roberto Clemente wall, just like the hot dog fiasco with the buns, here's another embarrassing fiasco for billionaire Bob. Billionaire, I think I mentioned, maybe I didn't, that he inherited the money, of course. So now they're scrambling. It's now it's like, oh, geez, now what are we going to do now? You know. So they've decided to give an IOU to everyone who did not get a bobblehead doll of this player. And maybe the billionaire Bob will come through and give them same everything a billionaire Bob type of bobblehead doll. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they got a scaled down version of it, but I don't know. But it's just another example of the short-sighted, half-assed thinking that goes into apparently everything this guy touches. And apparently his thought is, well, if I can just cut expenses down to the bare minimum, make it half-assed and half-baked, that's a really good thing because I'm a really good businessman then. No, it's just half-ass and half-baked. And you were lucky that you were bequeathed this big business venture in Pittsburgh. But that's the latest. I've not seen any reports of this in his newspapers. I don't recall seeing anything of this. The local TV stations, this, I could be wrong. There might have been something. I don't typically watch their sports segments. But it's just another reminder of just what kind of a screw-up this guy is. And is it any wonder that his newspapers here in the Valley are dying and virtually nobody advertises him anymore except businesses that hate Trump, just hate Trump, and know that billionaire Bob is it's one of them. But what a disgrace. And it just never ends. It just never ends. The bumbling of billionaire Bob. Just the boondoggles and the it just never ends. So we'll see what tomorrow brings with this guy. We'll see what tomorrow brings. Next, speaking of billionaire Bob, the Unintelligencer is writing stories about an illegal alien in El Salvador. El Salvador, my sources tell me, is a country. And it's somewhere between Mexico and Brazil. Somewhere in the middle of that skinny part where they have that canal thing. Somewhere like in there. It's a country, my sources tell me. And they got this prison there for convicts. So the Trump administration finds this illegal alien that two courts claim is a gang member with a notorious El Salvadoran gang, MS-13, I think. And they get his ass out of this country and send him off to El Salvador, which again, my sources tell me is a country. All well and good. That's what we voted for. But the Democrats being the Democrats and the media being the media that hates Trump, they never call this guy an illegal alien. They call him a Maryland man. The Maryland man. The headline in the Unintelligencer is this: West Virginians involved with case for and against release of deported Maryland man. A pair of West Virginia federal judges signed an order Thursday. What the hell is that? Signed an order Thursday. Hold on a second here. Calling the Trump administration to work on returning an immigrant and a Maryland resident back to the states. An immigrant and Maryland resident back to the states. No mention of him being an illegal. No mention of him being someone who was found by two different courts in America to be a gang member. No mention of the fact that his own wife was terrified of him and had a protection from abuse order. And in that request said how terrified she was of him. But the Unintelligencer says that he's a Maryland man. A Maryland man. WTRF Channel 7, no better. Here's the story. Kilmar Abrejo Garcia, wrongly deported from the United States last month, told a visiting U.S. senator that he was moved from a notorious Salvadoran prison to a detention center with better conditions, a statement made during a meeting that the American lawmaker said was staged by the Central American country's government to make it look like a retreat. The Senator Van Hollen said Friday that the Salvadoran man who was living in Maryland, mind you, no reference to him being an illegal alien, had shared a cell with 25 prisoners. So anytime you see any news story about this, whether it is about the Maryland man or the Maryland citizen, right there is all you need to know about the bias of that platform, that news platform. He's an illegal. We got to get rid of illegals. I mean, how else do I say this? Stephen Miller summed it up pretty well.
Miller, White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy, Homeland Security Advisor, here to straighten it out. Sir, good morning to you. Got a couple minutes. I want to motor through a bunch of things here, okay? Here's the argument on topic number one. DOJ said a federal court cannot compel the executive branch to engage in any mandated act of diplomacy or incursion upon the sovereignty of another nation. So your argument is that you don't have to bring him back home, but will you?
So I want to correct, I hate to do it, Bill, but I got to correct you on every single thing that you said, because it was all wrong. First, we won the Supreme Court case, clearly, 9-0. A district court judge said unconscionably that the president and his administration have to go into El Salvador and extradite one of their citizens, an El Salvadorian citizen, so that would be kidnapping, that we have to kidnap an El Salvadorian citizen against the will of his government and fly him back to America, which would be an unimaginable act and an invasion of El Salvador's sovereignty. So he appealed to the Supreme Court, and it said clearly, no district court can compel the president to exercise his Article II foreign powers in any way whatsoever. DOJ called me after that Supreme Court ruling, and they said, this is amazing. We won this case 9-0. We are in excellent standing here. So this has been portrayed wrong for 72 hours in the media. They said the most a court could ever compel you to do would be to facilitate return, which would basically mean if El Salvador voluntarily sends him back, we wouldn't block him at the airport. We would put him back into ICE detention, and then he would be deported either back to El Salvador or somewhere else. The Supreme Court said that is the most the government can be expected to do. So we won the case handily. The misreporting on this has been atrocious.
Okay, secondly, I appreciate
he was
the
not, no, Bill, it's important. He was not mistakenly sent to El Salvador.
Okay, so do you still believe
he's an illegal
he is a
alien
member of
from
MS-
El Salvador? Hold on, this is important.
Mm-hmm.
In 2019, he was ordered deported. He has a final removal order from the United States. These are things that no one disputes. Where is he from? El Salvador. Where is he a resident and citizen of? El Salvador. Is he here illegally? Yes. Does he have a deportation order? Yes. A DOJ lawyer who is...
And yet the local media calls him a Maryland man. Maryland citizen. It's all propaganda.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands.
Amen.
nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.